Bonjour, aujourd'hui nous faisons une rencontre avec les Francas des Landes qui coordonnent toutes les web radios des collèges de tous les établissements des Landes. Avec l'opération Collégien Citoyen, nous allons faire une émission de radio en direct depuis le collège de Labouère, en exclusivité avec Morsinx. Nous sommes deux classes de 5e, nous allons vous parler en anglais car c'est un projet qu'on a travaillé en anglais avec nos professeurs. Nous allons vous parler de nos deux collèges.
Today we are meeting with the Francas. His job is to coordinate web radio in the school of our region. We are going to do a live radio show from Labouère Middle School with Morsinx as our special guest. We are two classes of 7th grade and we are going to speak in English because this is a project we worked on with our English teacher. Let us tell you all about our two schools. Flash Euro Kids, breaking news. We all have it in our pocket. See what I am talking about? Yes, our phone. So today's question is about social media. Good or bad for young people in Europe?
Kids in the UK are the most connected. They love social media, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat. But is it always positive?
Here are some surprising figures. At 12 years old, 92% own a phone.
Some students say it's great to share, learn and communicate.
Yes, but it also brings stress, fake news and cyberbullying. So the question is, are you in control or is your phone the boss?
Here is an idea, put it down. Take care of your mental health.
Go outside. Play and see your friends in real life. Have fun.
See you soon on our web radio.
Bye.
Now, let's gift our place to the next group. There we'll talk about sport.
Hello everyone. Today we're going to talk about the different clubs in our schools.
What sport do you have in your school?
We play basketball, handball, football and weightlifting.
In Morsinx School, we play badminton, rugby, football and basketball.
Do you have a choir?
No, but there is an orchestra.
What instrument are there?
There are guitar, trumpets, piano, clarinet, the drums.
Do you play instruments?
No, I don't, and you?
No, but we have a choir with Mrs. Duran. Last month there was a show, it was fantastic.
In our school there is a reading club.
We meet Walter Hitler lesson book.
This year we prepare Sort en Livre Festival.
Thank you, and now let's listen to the other group. Have a nice day.
Hello, my name is Salma. Today we're going to present the sport club of Morsinx Middle School on Labouère with Axel, Clément, Nolan, Oscar, Mathis in Morsinx, and Alissa, Alia and me in Labouère. It is for young teenagers and there are several sports such as football, basketball, handball, tennis, rugby, athletics, badminton and fire the tribes, dining the year like surfing, paddle surfing in the ocean or on lake to your school.
What sports are there in your school?
They are football, basket, ball, handball, tennis, surfing, paddle and rugby.
What sport are you good at?
I am a good player in rugby.
I am a good player in ping pong.
I am good in foot.
I am good in basketball.
I am good in gymnastics.
I am good in middle distance.
What is your favorite sport at school?
My favorite sport is basketball.
My favorite sport is football.
My favorite sport is surfing.
In which sport have you won the most competition?
Athleticism.
Thank you for listening. Next group is going to talk about culture, sentence and arts day.
Hello, my name is Tracy. Today I present you school events. So we did the Olympic Games and St. Patrick's at the college in Morsinx. And at the college in Labouère, they made world meals. And now let Chloé, Léane and Erin will talk.
Hello, my name is Erin.
Hello, my name is Léane.
And hello, my name is Chloé. And we're going to talk about the Olympics game. In June 2024, there was a sport contest like the Olympics game. It was very fun.
Yes, that's right. There were ping pong, basketball, handball, athletics, and football competitions.
The teachers participated to the Olympic Games. During the football competition, the math teacher fell and he broke his Achille tendon.
I is not lucky. Finally, the winners were teachers' team.
That's fantastic. Let's listen to Pierre, who organized the Olympic Games.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Pierre.
Do you remember in 2024 the Olympic Games?
Yeah, very well. I remember for the opening ceremony, I was in San Sebastian. And after that, I think I watch the Olympics every day.
You organize Olympic Games in your school. Do you participate?
Yeah, but only in handball, I think. For the rest, I was coach.
How do you did this?
It was mainly Imen and Maxence who organized the Olympics. So we just have to pick a few sports. And after that, the hard part was to find time.
Thank you and bye.
Bye.
Now, Rose and Sunny will talk about St. Patrick's Day.
Hi, my name is Rose.
Hi, my name is Jose.
Hello, my name is Sunny.
In March 2025, we participate in a tongue twister challenge for a St. Patrick's Day.
We decorate the college in green.
We wore green clothes and old people sang Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran.
The context was organized by English teacher, my Mrs. Apotelos and Mrs. Verrot. Now you listen, Mrs. Verrot.
Hello, Mrs. Verrot.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
We have a question for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I sure am.
Did you like to organize the tongue twisters competition?
Oh yes, I loved it. It was very funny.
How did you do this with?
I organized this competition with my colleague, Mrs. Apotelos.
Have you got an example of tongue twister?
Yes, my favorite tongue twister concerning St. Patrick's Day was Sean's sheep was shocked by the shamrocks. Sean's sheep was shocked by the shamrocks. Sean's sheep was shocked by the shamrocks.
Thank you for this interview.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Finally, Matteo, Auden, Natas and Desmond talk about world meals.
Hi, my name is Desmond.
Hi, my name is Auden. The world meal consists in preparing meals from different continents.
there was a Spanish meal, an American meal, an African meal, and a Chinese meal.
We're gonna present you one of the meal we did.
The meal we did for the North American meal was composed of deviled eggs, barbecue ribs, and potatoes, and for the dessert, brownies or donuts.
We hope you know better our middle school.
See you later for other project next year.
And now let's listen one other subject.
Hello everyone. In the two school here, there are two big events. At the Labour School, there are CSCE days and for the Marsonnet school trip.
Hello everyone. In our school, we go on trips. We went to the cinema and to the theater. We went to the aerodrome to see drones. For example, year 10 went to Spain for a week. The students who study Latin went to the theater and they visited the city of Dax. Year 9 and year 10 went to Spain and they have pen friends. The Spanish pen friends visited us for 2 weeks.
Did you go on a school trip there here?
Not that, year 9 and year 10.
Are there only Spanish pen friends in your school?
No.
That's it. That was all for Morsang's College. Now we are going to move on to activities of the Labour.
Hello everyone.
Each year we have 3 Fridays before vacation. These days on cultural, citizen and arts. During days there are activities on a book general knowledge.
They have all sorts of themes like cinematographic, prejudice, sexism, juggling.
Hello, CESE Days stands for Health, Education and Ecology. Are 3 special days in the year. We 3 new sports, like breakdance or boxing. We meet association and police officers who teach youth about health, safety, violence and children's rights.
We learn to work together, to respect others and to believe in ourselves. It's not just fun, we learn a lot.
You have CSE days during your year?
No.
What do you have instead?
Instead, we have classes like everyone else.
Would you like to have this workshop?
Yes, we would love to.
It's the end of this broadcast. Thank you very much.